You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to today's breakfast show here on 89.3 Cool FM with me, Jerry D. It is the 25th of July, and if you haven't realised yet, it's Tuesday. Good morning. let's take a look. We've got somebody who's got a birthday on today's date. So 25th of July, we do indeed. Going back to the year 1799, David Douglas was born on this day. And he was a Scottish botanist who worked as a gardener and explored the Scottish Highlands, North America and Hawaii, where he died. He is responsible for introducing the Douglas fir, among several other conifers, and that transformed the British landscape and timber industry as well as numerous garden shrubs and herbs, such as the flowering currant, salal, lupin, penstemon, and the California poppy. Oh, must have travelled a long way. Let's get started.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Sweet dreams are made of the air.
Yes, indeed. Sweet dreams. And not at that. No more sweet dreams. Get out of bed, for heaven's sake. But 7.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock in this morning's breakfast show, we are on 89.3. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And following on, it's Alphaville. I die for you. Two. I've always thought this type of music, which I love by the way, sounds also very mechanical, doesn't it? Or is it just me and not enough coffee? Go, that is Alphaville. And I'll die for you today. Figures to shower time. This is the Redskins. Yes, indeed. That is the Redskins. And keep on keeping on. If you are keeping on the time, we're just about 15 seconds after 15 minutes after the 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Time to get you spruced up, smelling nice, and on your way to where it is you're going this morning. Hope you can have a great day. Just take a quick look out the studio window. Looks pretty much the same as yesterday, so it could be quite warm again today. Chance a bit of rain probably later on. We need that rain, don't we? When we take a look at the news this morning, you see just how bad the weather issue is getting now. Leif Garrett. Dancing away into the distance there. His name is Leif Garrett, and I was made for dancing. And out. Thank you. Make some room. I was made for dancing. It was written by Michael Lloyd, and as I mentioned, performed by Leif Garrett. Reached number 4 on the UK singles chart, number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100, 38 on the US Adult Contemporary chart. It also reached number 2 in Australia, 10 in Germany, 12 in Japan, and the song produced by Lloyd and arranged by John DeAndrea. It was featured on the 1978 album by Leif Garrett, Feel the Need. And the single, that ranked number 37 on the Billboard year-end Hot 1 Singles chart of 1979. I tell you what, I can remember bopping around for that one. That was a little bit of a disco bunny in those days, you know. You get old and then happens. I wish I could just move. This is Aerosmith on The Breakfast Show.
Company, oh, yeah. Betting on the dice, I'm tossing. Oh, I'm gonna have a fantasy. Oh, yeah. Where am I gonna?
Yes, that's Aerosmith, all right, isn't it? Get rid of the old cobwebs. And that is Love in an Elevator. Talking of elevators.
19th floor.
Living on the 19th floor, that was Joy Crooks. And, of course, all her songs are actually about her life. So, and it was sort of how their life got better. And they ended up living in an apartment building. I guess it was probably one of the government ones. By the river on the 19th floor. Time on the Breakfast Show. It's time for us to we'll take a little break. I'll be back with you in just a few minutes with some of the international news headlines and a little bit about business as well.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Attention, construction professionals, cabinet makers, plumbers, electricians, painters, architects, contractors, interior designers, transporters, PHS, and school administrators. We invite you to join Do It Pro, the benefits program for professional clients of Do It Center. With Do It Pro, you receive exclusive benefits all year round, such as special prices and promotions, technical training, extended catalogue, and many more benefits as well. Join at your nearest Do It Center and start receiving all of those benefits of being a pro client of Do It Pro.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express, 648-14281. Give them a call, 648-14281.
In Albrook Car Service Express.
Entonces, nos vemos mañana.
No puedo, cena familiar.
¿Pasado?
No, tengo examen en la U.
¿Semana que viene?
Ay, no.
El 15.
Tengo depilación.
¿El 17?
Uf, me voy para la playa.
¿Y si mejor lo hacemos ya?
Obvio, ¿por qué no?
Vamos.
Gordon's, ¿te apuntas? Cuando maneje, no tome. DrinkIQ.com.
And indeed, let's take a look now, shall we, some of the international news and a little bit about business as well this morning, as we do. Now, we're coming to 28 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, if you keep in eye on the time. Let's see, where do we start? Well, with the weather, of course. Palermo's airport reopened on Tuesday after wildfires in Sicily forced its closure for a few hours as extreme weather continued to batter Italy, with severe storms causing damage and at least two deaths in the north of the country. The airport operator said in a tweet shortly before 9 o'clock GMT that only a limited number of outbound flights would be allowed for the moment. A heat wave has hit southern Europe with scorching temperatures, bringing increased risks of fires and deaths. In some parts of eastern Sicily, temperatures rose to 47.6 Celsius. That's 117.7 Fahrenheit on Monday. On Tuesday, Italy put 16 cities on red alert. That's today, because of the high temperatures. These include Palermo and Catania, where power and water supply cuts that local officials blamed in part on the heat have been frequent in recent days. Meanwhile, an overnight storm in Milan tore off roofs and uprooted trees, blocking roads and disrupting overground transportation in Italy's financial capital. I've been through 65 summers in my lifetime, and what I am seeing now is not normal. We can no longer deny it. Climate change is changing our lives, Milan the mayor Giuseppe Sala said on social media. Human-induced climate change has played an absolutely overwhelming role in the extreme heat waves that have swept across North America, Europe and China this month. This is according to an assessment by scientists published on Tuesday. Today throughout July, extreme weather conditions has caused havoc across the planet, with temperatures breaking records in China, United States and Southern Europe, sparking forest fires, water shortages, and a rise in heat-related hospital admissions. North Korea fired two ballistic missiles into the sea off its east coast late on Monday, South Korea's military said, hours after a U.S. nuclear-powered submarine arrived in a naval base in the south. Japan's defense ministry also reported the launch of what it said were two ballistic missiles by North Korea, both of which fell outside its exclusive economic zone. Israel's parliament on Monday ratified the first bill of a judicial overhaul sought by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after last-gasp compromise efforts collapsed and failed to ease a constitutional crisis convulsing the country for months. The amendment limiting the Supreme Court's powers to void some government decisions if it deemed them unreasonable passed by a 64-0 vote after opposition lawmakers abandoned the session in protest, some of them shouting for shame. Ukrainian military on Tuesday reported making small advances against Russian forces in parts of southern Ukraine and south of Bakhmut in the east. In a counteroffensive launched early last month, Kiev is trying to drive the Russian forces back in eastern Ukraine and to advance towards the southern coast to sever a land bridge between Russia and Russian-occupied Crimea. Britain's data regulator said on Tuesday that it will examine WorldCoin, a project by OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, where users provide their iris scans in exchange for a digital identification and free cryptocurrency. We note the launch of WorldCoin in the UK, and we will be making further inquiries, a spokesperson for the Information Commission Office told Reuters. XRP has become the unlikely white knight of crypto, thwarting its regulatory foes and dragging the market out of the doldrums. The price of XRP popped 78% after a US judge ruled on the 13th of July that issuer Ripple Labs' sales of the token on public exchanges didn't violate securities law, and it's still up about 47%. Billionaire Elon Musk's decision to rebrand Twitter as X could be complicated legally. Companies including Meta and Microsoft already have intellectual property rights to the same letter. X is so widely used and cited in trademarks that it is a candidate for legal challenges, and the company formerly known as Twitter could face its own issues defending its X brand in the future. There's a 100% chance that Twitter is going to get sued over this by somebody, said trademark attorney Josh Gerben, who said that he counted nearly 900 active US trademark registrations that already cover the letter X in a wide range of industries. Right, and a comment to that is, why aren't the others suing each other then? I would imagine nobody can stop you using the letter X. The only copyright could be perhaps the way that you would design it. That's just my thoughts. The Mexican government on Monday urged the U.S. appeals court to revive a $10 billion lawsuit seeking to hold U.S. gun manufacturers responsible for facilitating the trafficking of weapons to drug cartels across the U.S.-Mexico border. A three-judge panel of the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston questioned whether a lower court judge wrongly concluded that a U.S. law barred Mexico, same thing I guess, from suing Smith & Wesson brands. This is for Strum, Ruger & Company and others. Euro fell for a fifth successive session on Tuesday as evidence of a slowdown in Europe builds. The pound steadied and China's yuan strengthened after the country's leaders pledged to step up policy support for the flailing economy. The euro was last 0.15% lower on the day at 1.10455, down 2% from its 17-month high of $1.1276 hit a week ago. Back in Europe, the pound rose 0.12% to $1.2840. Its first day of gains after seven straight sessions of losses, the longest such streak since March of 2020, and the Swiss franc was steady at 0.8692 per dollar. Oil prices were steady as well on Tuesday, hovering near three-month highs as signs of tighter supplies and pledges by Chinese authorities to shore up the world's second biggest economy lifted sentiment, while weaker Western economic data weighed in. Brent futures were down 4 cents or 0.05% at $82.70 a barrel. That was by 8:23 GMT, while US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was stable at $78.74. There we go. That's it. Just a look at some of the things happening in the rest of the world and some things happening in the world of business. I'm going to come back. I'm going to have another piece of music. We'll have a piece of music. And then when we come back, we'll say some good mornings this morning.
Wouldn't it be nice to get on with me neighbours?
They make it very clear they've got no room for ravens.
Lazy Sunday. Small faces there. And that reached number two on the UK singles chart back in 1968. Yes, played it then, still playing it today. It was written by the Small Faces songwriting duo Steve Marriott and Ronnie Lane. And it was on their 1968 concept album, which was Ogden's Nut Gone Flake. Yes, in 1968 they were smoking that kind of stuff. Come up with a title like that, they needed to. Small Faces are there, and yeah, I remember them well. Let me see if I remember rightly who we had. Lane, Marriott, McLagan and Jones. Yes, they were the players. They've got a lot of past members as well, about six or seven of them. Anyway, let's say a couple of Breakfast Show good mornings this morning. First I want to start off, Yasmin was at an event yesterday. And she met Veronica Gonzalez. Good morning to you, Veronica. And her husband is Isaias Martinez, and he's from Mexico, and he loves the show. They've got great taste in Mexico. I used to go there quite a lot. Anyway, Veronica and Isaias, very good morning to you. It's always nice to know you're out there and enjoying what we try and put on. We've had a bit of practice, 16 years practice, I think. Anyway, it was lovely. Yasmin is so happy. She met some very interesting people yesterday. We'll chat to her about that a little bit later on. Also, a very good morning to Mary Lou, of course, with us bright and early this morning, and wishes us all a good morning. Renee, over there in Athens and Greece, let's see what she's up to. Oh, not too much. Good morning, Renee says. This is Renee and Rick, living, as I said, in Athens and Greece. Nothing too exciting here, just another hot day. I made my peanut butter and chocolate ice cream cake. It's like sort of putting main course and dessert together. Peanut butter sounds rather delicious, doesn't it? Peanut butter and chocolate ice cream cake for my birthday tomorrow. Your birthday tomorrow. Oh, don't forget to remind me. You know what I'm like. I've had an ice cream birthday cake for as long as I can remember. Really? It hasn't melted? Having a July birthday ice cream is always better than cake. I tell you what, I couldn't agree with you more. Send me a piece. You asked if we can play for you Summer of 69 from Bryan Adams.
Radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell, Carbly on there on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Drops in my eyes. Next time I'll be true, yeah.
There we go, following on from Mr. Brian Adams. In summer of 69, that's Womack and Womack. And what's that called? What? Oh, yes, sorry. Teardrops! Teardrops is what that is called. Brian Adams, summer of 69, Renee says, she says, summer of 69 was the first days of my life. Summer of 69, I was having some of the best times of my life, I can tell you, I was 20. I know, you're all doing the math. That's a great one, isn't it? It's the Pointer Sisters there. And Should I Do It? And if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just 4 minutes away from the top of the hour. And let me see, take us there. We're going to have, let me see, I just want to dig out which one I got here for you. This one, this will take us up the top of the hour. Comes from the Sweet New York Groove.
Sight in the fading light. So here I am, you see, with a face full of doubt. dance into the night. It's gonna be ecstasy. This day was made for me.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Attention! Construction professionals, cabinet makers, plumbers, electricians, painters, architects, contractors, interior designers, transporters, PHS, and school administrators. We invite you to join Do It Pro, the benefits program for professional clients of Do It Center. With Do It Pro, you receive exclusive benefits all year round, such as special prices and promotions, technical training, extended catalogue, and many more benefits as well. Join at your nearest Do It Center and start receiving all of those benefits of being a pro client of Do It Pro.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Vale Motors. We'll keep you running.
Vale Motors.
Are you also sick of that same old love? Those same awkward dates? Impersonal, virtual, of people ghosting you on dating apps? Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka present Dating Game by Cool FM. Sign up on our website to experience a speed dating like no other, with like-minded people, a singles party afterwards, and the best mixology by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. starting at 6 p.m. Thursday, August 3rd, in Tacos La Neta Selena Rooftop, Casco Viejo, come enjoy a mixology session, speed dating, and the best music thanks to our DJs. A fun party with the possibility of finding a match that will not ghost you through the phone before even having a chance to meet. And if you don't find a romantic match, we're sure you will find many new friends. If you're between 25 and 40 years old, sign up on coolfmpanama.com and join our singles event this August 3rd in Tacos La Neta, Selena Rooftop, Casco Viejo. Are you ready to match face-to-face? Dating Game by Cool FM, presented by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka.
There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that dial.
Yeah.
like the way the kissing game comes from High Five. Still to come on this morning's breakfast show. We'll take another piece of music, then we'll check in with Ingrid for Everyday Story of Country Folk. Also, as you know, Yasmin wasn't with us yesterday. She was at an event for most of the day, so we'll find out how that went. What's happening in the world of Yaz today. You never know, we might find a couple of people born on this day of music as well. No guests today. It's you, me and the music. A bit like Monday, really, isn't it? That means this week will probably go quickly. You can do a lot of jumping up and down to that one, can't you? Yes, of course you can. Making Time is the name of the band there, and the song, well, feels like it's love. And I'll tell you what, let's see if we can find Ingrid for this one. There
morning,
she is.
Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, there's nothing better than sleeping in your own bed. Oh, after a nice travel, good vacation. I'm not saying I loved it. I had a grand time. But, boy, there's something good about laying down, putting your head on your own pillow and going down to sleep. Oh, yes. Well, I woke up this morning to a yard full of mangoes. Yes, we are back in El Valle, and we had a wonderful time. Oh, my goodness, that ocean, that water. I felt like a water bug. I was in there for water all the time. Yeah, the backyard is just loaded with mangoes. There are so many, and they're dropping on the roof, making such a racket. I may have to cut some of those down because it's just... there's hundreds of them still up in the tree, and there are hundreds of them on the ground.
It's going to take me forever to get them cleaned up, and, well, I got to do something with them. Mango chutney, mango stew, mango pie, mango pudding, mango ice cream. I sound like Forrest Gump with the shrimp gumbo, shrimp gumbo. Yeah, all those. That's about how it feels. That many different choices. It's beautiful. I stopped by a friend's house, and she gave me, on the way into El Valle, some beautiful guanabana. It's huge. And then when I pulled in the driveway here, besides seeing all the mangoes, I saw, it's big old avocado laying on the ground. And the cook looked up and she says, look, there's more still in the tree. They were so big, I couldn't get them into the hooker that I have to, no, she wasn't there. But I couldn't get them into the hook thingy basket to pull them down from the tree. I finally had to push them around and the cook had to catch them. They are so huge. They're sized like almost a half a bowling ball. And there's three of them. I say, I think one of them, the stone alone must just be too big enough to be a bowling ball. I may use it for that too. So getting back to some semblance of normal this week, back to work, got some clients who've been waiting for me to do what I need to do, and I'm wishing you all a wonderful Tuesday. Beautiful. It already rained this morning, and I have mango juice on the ground now. All right, until next time, back to you in the studio.
Silent trees, they're strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the sun. Breeze, strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia.
There we go. It's called Strange Fruit. And the lady singing that, Andrea Day, she has got an amazing voice. But, of course, that was her singing from the motion picture and all about Billie Holiday. And, say, she was The voice is amazing because she really sounds exactly like her. She's no doubt why she got the part. Strange Fruit. And time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. We're 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock as we make our way through the programme. We're still to come. If you missed the news at 8, don't forget we do have it again for you at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock. We're going to be checking in with Yasmin, of course, seeing how yesterday went and what's planned for today. And all being well, a couple of people born on this day in the world of music.
With Jerry D.
There we go. Well, the Rolling Stones just hanging around there waiting on a friend. If you are keeping eye on the time, we're just making our way to 22 minutes, and that's before the hour of 9 o'clock. Got another birthday for today. This is Walter Brennan. He was born on the 25th of July back in 1894. He was an American actor known for having won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. He won it 3 times. And is tied, by the way, with Jack Nicholson for the most Academy Award wins for a male actor. So there, Academy Award winner many, 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 many times. That is Hall & Oates and Family Man. And a very good morning. Let's say a very good morning, shall we? To Cedric. Good morning to you, Cedric. He drops a little line. And he says, morning, Jerry. How about I write the songs by Barry Manilow? Well, we can do that. Here he is, Mr. Barry Manilow. Not only did he write the songs, he also sung some of the songs he wrote as well. Songs of love and special things. There we go. Yes, a prolific songwriter, of course, Barry Manilow. And there he is singing one of his songs. And I write the songs. And that's for Cedric this morning. Cedric also said to me, he says, good morning. He says, hello. Could you please play Hello by Lionel Richie? He didn't say by Lionel Richie. He asked if we could play that one. He says, Hello by Neil Diamond. So we have a little bit of a thing here. He says, we got Hello by Lionel Richie. And then we got Hello Again by Neil Diamond. So, well, the best thing to do, really, is, well, play them both.
Are you somewhere feeling lonely? Someone loves you. Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you.
Hello again, hello. Just called to say hello. I couldn't sleep at all tonight, and I know it's late, but I couldn't wait. Hello, my friend, hello. Just called to let you know I think about you every night when I'm here alone and you're there at home. Hello. Maybe it's been crazy, and maybe I'm to blame, but I put my heart above my head. We've been through it all, and you love me just the same. When you're not there, I just need to hear hello, my friend, hello. It's good to meet you so. It's good to love you like I do, and to feel this way when I hear you say hello. Hello, my friend, hello. Just call. I think about you every night, and I know it's late, but I couldn't wait. Hello.
Two beautiful hello songs there. Hello from Lionel Richie, and hello again from Neil Diamond. By the way, if you missed the international news, we got this one from Shakespeare's sister.
Woke up this morning and the streets were full of cars, all bright and shiny like they'd just arrived from Mars. And as I stumbled through last night's drunken debris, the paper boy screamed out the headlines in the street. Another war and now the pound is looking weak. And tell me, have you read about the latest freak? We're bingo numbers and our names are obsolete. Why do I feel bitter when I should be feeling sweet? Hello, hello, turn your radio on. Is there anybody out there? Help me sing my song. La la la. Meaningless and everything's clear. Gonna have to reach my friends to find out how.
Or will I have to say it all again next week? Hello, hello, turn your radio on. Is there anybody out there? Help me sing my song. Hello, hello, turn your radio on. Is there anybody out there? Tell me what went wrong. La la la, life is a strange thing. Life is a strange thing.
There you are, that's a different one. Shakespeare's sister there, and hello, turn your radio on. Always good advice on this program. Tell you what, taking us up to the top of the hour, it's this one. It's from the Underworld. Yes, there we go. That's from the Underworld, as I mentioned. Comes from a band called The Herd. Now, they were an English rock band founded back in 1965. In 1966, they were joined by 16-year-old Peter Frampton. He joined as lead singer and a guitarist. And the band had three UK top 20 hits in the late 60s, including the one we just played from The Underworld, and I Don't Want Our Loving to Die. That was before Frampton left the band in 1968. What did he do? He went to form a band called Humble Pie with Steve Marriott. The band broke up, well, this is The Herd, of course, broke up shortly after reforming briefly and unsuccessfully in 1971. Quick good morning, Rowena and Phil. Good morning to you. And good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Neil, Ingrid, and all your many listeners. We're here. This is Denver in Colorado. We're here and listening, enjoying your hello theme. Hello. We'll be saying goodbye at about 10 o'clock. enjoy that and have a great week, everyone. Rowena and Phil. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely, indeed it is the best place to be in the mornings. If you're with us this morning, thank you so much. It's always nice to know that you're out there. And just quickly, of course, we've got the dating game by Cool FM. Gordon Stein and Smirnoff Vodka coming up. Now, are you ready to match face to face? Well, the girls apparently are more than ready. We're just missing a few more guys, apparently. If you're listening, don't miss out this opportunity of meeting interesting people at our event on the 3rd of August in Salina Casco Viejo, the dating game by Cool FM, Gordon Stein and Smirnoff Vodka. And do go and help the sponsors, because the more you help the sponsors, the better it's going to be. It starts at 6 p.m. They're going to have speed dating and a singles party as well. Interested? WhatsApp, and you can WhatsApp us here on The Breakfast Show on 677-188-22, 677-188-22. You can WhatsApp us on there. The message pops up on our screen in front of us here in the studio, and we'll send you all the info that you need, all right? And you can also register at coolfmpanama.com, all right? coolfmpanama.com. Now, talking about our WhatsApp number, 677-188-22, we got a new one. We got Rafa. Good morning to you, Rafa. He says, top of the morning to you, Jerry. He says, fantastic show. I like you already. Keep on trucking. This is Rafa. Well, what else could I say, Rafa, than... keep on trucking. Joe. What a great lead-in that was. Eddie Kendricks there, and Keep on Trucking. And what the truckers do? They go off in a convoy, don't they?
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hulk is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears, and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke, with 1,000 screaming trucks, and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, rubber duck just sodbuster. Come on there, yeah, 10-4 sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
I could tell you what, that one was, what, 1975, when that was released, November 1975, of course, at C.W. McCall there, and Convoy. Those were the days when we all had CB radios as well in our cars, things like that. I remember that quite well. I used to go up to Alexander Palace up there, close to where I lived in London, which was very, very high. In natural fact, it's where the BBC first started broadcasting from. So it's very, very high up above London. You used to get great range with your CB radios. I can't remember what my handle was now, to be quite honest. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou says, I've been dancing all morning, she says. Must be worn out, poor girl. Could you please hymn one song for me? Shake Your Booty from KC and the Sunshine Band. Send video. Time on the Breakfast Show, 21 after 9. Yes, so there we go, Mary Lou shaking her booty. If you've not got your booties on, got your flip-flops, shake your flip-flops as well. Let's say a very good morning to our very own Mary Lou here, shaking it. Did you enjoy that, yes?
Oh, yes, of course.
And do a bit of bopping over there. Mm-hmm. You move your feet around a lot, don't you? Yes. Anyway, nice to have you back. I was lonely yesterday.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I should think so, too.
I'm sure you enjoy it.
Disappearing and trying to save the environment. What next? So tell me all about it. How did it go?
Well, yes, yesterday I was at Panama Viejo area, where the tower is. They have a big salon, a big room there. And they were talking about the importance of blue carbon. And then we went out to the field to see how they work to obtain blue carbon samples.
Okay. From the now, blue carbon for the uninformed is what?
Is what?
Blue carbon is what?
I really think I don't know to explain. It's kind of a gas, like oxygen, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's a chemical, I guess. But it's stored in the mangroves.
Oh, okay.
So that's why they need to keep the mangroves. It's stored in the mangroves and so in the soil.
So would they,
in the soil.
So what happened? The mangroves take the carbon and then store it in the mud?
Exactly.
Like what we do in nuclear fuel then, isn't it? Go and dig a hole somewhere and put it in.
The mangroves emit carbon,
mm-hmm.
which is something that we need, but seems like it's a lot more in the soil.
Okay.
So that's why they test the soil to know how much it is storing there. So, and this is the same project that happened at Paritas Bay.
Uh-huh.
So they do the same, as I show you on the video. And they measure a less visible service these ecosystems provide, which is soaking up and storing carbon, which helps mitigate climate change.
Okay.
And Panama is among the few natures that are already carbon negative, capturing more carbon than it emits.
We're carbon negative, aren't we? Panama.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they also talk about the did you know about the carbon credits?
Yeah.
So typically countries or companies buy carbon credits to compensate for emissions that are costly or not possible to reduce. So now we have a bank here in Panama who does that. And they were talking all about that. But, you know, this is a very complex topic. It's not easy to understand. But they tried yesterday with Veronica, the girl that I told you. She's from Mi Ambiente. And she was awesome. She tried the best to explain everything to the journalists. Because the idea is to communicate the real thing, you know, not using bad information or information that is not correct. So everybody, if you need to understand more, this is at audubon.org. This is their website, at Audubon, and they explain everything there. They have photos and videos about how they are working with the blue carbon here in Panama.
Audubon, isn't it? The birdie people.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And of course they do it because this is the environment of the birds.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so they need to keep it, yeah.
Actually, where I have seen them, the mangoes grow at quite a rate, and that's run by the old town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, down by, as you go over the bridge, you can hardly see the tower anymore.
That's what somebody said that yesterday. Yes, they were talking about that. I didn't notice because I don't use the corridor.
Okay.
But, yeah.
You don't want to pay.
No, exactly.
No.
Yeah, but it was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, excellent. Okay. You got a couple of people born on this day of music. Where do you want to start today?
Okay, let's talk about Bruce Woodley. He was born in 1942. From Australian folk-influenced pop quartet, The Seekers, who scored the 1965 UK number one single, I'll Never Find Another You, They were the first Australian group to achieve major chart and sales success in the UK and in the US.
Go, that's it, the Seekers, and I'll Never Find Another You. You have to be good because there's another group called the New Seekers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the old Seekers.
Hmm.
Quick good morning to Christopher Bowman. Good morning, Christopher. Good to hear from you. You asked if I could play a piece of music for you. I will do in a little while. Do hang around, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've got it all ready for you, all queued up, so don't worry. That was yesterday, yes. And what time, how much of your day did that take up?
Sorry, what?
How much of your day did it take up yesterday?
We left like at 2 p.m., I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so good because it was sunny the whole morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I just arrived in my car and it started raining.
Oh, right. Well, we did have a look at, was that about, that must have been about 3 o'clock. Yeah?
Yeah, no, it was like at 2, I guess.
Oh, but okay, because I looked at the weather report yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed it said, it comes up on my phone, rain at 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. it was quite funny because I went off down to the supermarket and did some shopping,
mm-hmm.
and I got in my car, drove out, and it was starting to spit with rain, and I looked at my watch and it was 2 minutes to 3.
Oh, really?
But then mm-hmm. it never developed. It just sort of splattered for a little while and then stopped.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real rain. But, mm-hmm. What do you got lined up for today, then?
Today, it's supposed to be a game. Ian is going to be playing at a school.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. A volleyball.
Ah, right, okay.
So, yes, we are going there.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And how's the saxophone doing?
Oh, he's fine.
Good?
Yeah.
Oh, is he in the band for November?
Oh, yes.
Yes, so I guess he's been practicing for that, I guess.
Yes, but they have another presentation in August because it's Panama Viejo Day.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Good.
Mm-hmm.
And does he sort of, is there any sort of like, other than the school and this, but is there sort of, is he any other kind of band or anything like that?
No.
With mates? Or
no, just in the school.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. For now.
Mm-hmm. For now, mm-hmm. yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing him playing when he's in a group.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That'd be nice.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I love that instrument, saxophone.
Oh, yes. Great. Me too.
So that's today taken care of. What do we got for the rest of the week? We got a quiet week in the studio this week.
Oh, yes.
Which is nice.
Hopefully tomorrow is coming Andres.
All being well. Yeah, because he was pedicee last week, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if he's sort of going to be dressed in pink.
Yes.
That's something he asked me earlier on, because I'm sort of rather impressed, because Ken has got my colour hair.
Oh, yes.
Sort of white. So I changed my name. Ken. And Yasmin said, why don't you wear pink?
Uh-huh.
I won't tell you what I said. Actually, I've always had that expression, only men can wear pink.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't take any mucking about. So what, mate? All right, pink, so what? Want a bit of trouble, want a bit of bother, do you? Uh-huh. What's your next piece of music?
The next one is Jim McCartney. He was born in 1943, musician, best known as the drummer of the Yardbirds and Renaissance. With the Yardbirds, he had the 1965 UK number 3 and US number 6 single, For Your Love.
Great track, I love it. Love the Yardbirds too. This is it, For Your Love. From the Yardbirds. And by the way, did you realise both of your pieces of music today come from 1965?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, very, very clever. Yeah. By the way, the Yardbirds, they started the careers of three of rock and roll's most famous guitarists.
Oh, wow.
Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page.
Mm-hmm.
All of whom ranked in the top five of Rolling Stone magazine's list of 100 greatest guitarist. And and the band did well. They had a number of hits. They had that one we just played, For Your Love, Heartful of Soul, another one, Shape of Things, and Over Under Sideways Down.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a yoga class, doesn't it? Right, so we're going to play that piece of music for Christopher, in case he wants to get on this now. So again, good morning to you, Christopher, Jerry D, Yasmin, and all your listeners. Thank you. Thank you. And please could we hear Here Comes My Baby. The version you wanted to hear was from the Mavericks. Yes, the Mavericks, and Here Comes My Baby. In actual fact, the version that I remember, yes, back in 1967, mm-hmm. I was at RAF Stanbridge, which is sort of up in the Midlands of the UK, just come out of training. Mm-hmm. And we had a concert by the band The Tremolos. Mm-hmm. And they were the ones that had a big hit with it back in 67. Goes like this, you see. This is a bit of it. Look at the film, just to show you. And any idea who the song was written by?
No.
It was written by Cat Stevens.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the original version I remember as a kid, 1967, which...
Sounds nice too.
It is a good one. They're pretty similar, but mm-hmm. you know, much more production in the in that one by the Mavericks. Mm-hmm. It is a great version of it. I like the Mavericks a lot.
Yeah, me too.
So mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was it. The Tremolos. Here mm-hmm. Comes My Baby, and it's written by Cat Stevens back mm-hmm. in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
So what else have you got this week? I mean, I know what you're doing today. What about any events in the rest of the week?
Tomorrow is Wednesday, right? Tomorrow, mm-hmm. yes, I have the opening of a new store in Costa del Este. Oh, remember I told you it's about wallpaper or something like that.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to that one. And I guess that's all for the week. On the weekend, there's a lot of activities at City of Knowledge
mm-hmm.
on Saturday, so I guess we're going to be there on Saturday.
Okay.
I'll tell you more on Friday.
All right. Look forward to that. But anyway, we'll see you tomorrow, won't we?
Yes, see you tomorrow.
You're going to talk to me tomorrow, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's okay. Just checking. just wanted to know. Well, 16 minutes, yes. Have a great day.
Thank you, too, and everybody.
And yes, the time is 16 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. This is... 3, 2, 1. This is Coldplay. It's called Higher Power.
Sometimes I just can't take it. Sometimes I just can't take it, and it isn't alright. I'm not gonna make it. And I think my shoes untied. I'm like a broken record. I'm like a broken record, and I'm not playing right.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Thank you.
Dance, and that is Starpoint, and I Just Want to Dance With You. It's funny, they've got this sort of backing on there, hasn't it? A little bit like a sort of scratchy, scratchy sound. And I was thinking, must be my button here has got a bad connection, but it wasn't. It was on the album. If you are keeping an eye on the time, about a couple of minutes to go, taking us out of this morning's programme, we got this one. It's the Jones Girls. And If You Don't Start Nothing, we're about to finish something.
Yeah.
If You Don't Start Nothing, and that's to say the Jones Girls. Jones Girls, American R&B vocal trio of sisters coming out of Detroit in Michigan, consisting of Brenda Shirley and Valerie Jones. And they first signed and recorded for GM Records in 1970. I tell you what's interesting is the group consisted, say, of the sisters, and they performed as backup singers for the likes of Lou Rawls, Teddy Pendergrass, Aretha Franklin, and Les Pamplemousses, and they worked with Diana Ross as well from 1975 to 1978, and were the backup singers on Linda Clifford's 1978 album, If Friends Could See Me Now. So there, that's it. Jones Girls. I don't think we've ever played anything by the Jones Girls before. It's always the first time, and that was it. Time for me to say goodbye. That's the end of our program for this morning. Yes, time for me to, as I say, they said don't start nothing. Well, we're going to finish something, which is the breakfast show for this morning. Thanks go out to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for her everyday story of country folk. And also in the studio here with Yasmin, big thanks to Yasmin, our production worker. Say she's the face, she's the one that goes out and meets everybody. And she was telling me that when she went to this event, they sort of sat down. She said there was about a group of 30, wasn't it? Yes, yesterday.
Hello. Yes.
Yeah, and you said, and you had to go around and say, who are you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and you said, oh, I'm the producer for the breakfast show. And what did they do?
They were all like, wow. Well, seems like everybody listens to the show.
So. Yeah, yeah, even me, occasionally, yes. See you tomorrow, yes. Big thanks. So big thanks to Neil, my co-producer over there in the United Kingdom, the boys and girls that get us up and running. Good morning to you, Isaac. Trouble-free morning, Isaac. It seems like they do that to us on Monday. So thanks for being there. And also to, of course, you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. If you want to advertise with us, or you've got something interesting to say, and you'd like to chat to us, all you've got to do is WhatsApp us on 677-18822, 677-18822. Or while we're on air, you can always call the telephone number 223-5162, 223-5162, and talk with Yasmin. Right, well, that's it then. Time for me to go off. I'll be back with you at 7 o'clock, as usual, tomorrow morning. So whatever it is you're going to be doing on this Tuesday between now and 7 tomorrow, please, please, please do it carefully. Because what do I want to be doing tomorrow altogether now? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.